One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Despite challenges from supply, tariffs, a strong dollar, demand for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb has remained strong through 2025, according to U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom.
So if you look at what's been working well, you really have to start with some of these countries where we have existing free trade agreements, and there's no better example than Latin America. Mexico, absolutely on fire for pork, setting records for the last 3 years, including this year. And while beef is down slightly, still demand, when you consider the record high prices, demand continued in Mexico as well on beef. But it's not limited only to Mexico. Central America, another area that continues to grow and has the last 3 or 4 years. You know, can't leave Asia out either. Korea in particular has really picked up the pace the last several months. I think there's a lot of good things going on in these markets, which, as we segue into 2026, has a lot of opportunity going forward.
Looking ahead, in 2026, U.S. Meat Export Federation will lay the groundwork to expand markets fueled by programs like USDA's America First Trade Promotion Program.
Central America, it's been booming recently in the last 4 or 5 years, and we see further development potential on both beef and pork in that whole region. And you have some newer regions around the world, Southeast Asia in particular. Indonesia would be a very good example on the beef side, where there's a lot of work to be done investing some of these funds to further grow our beef business long term. Malaysia in Southeast Asia on the pork side, another very good example. Of course, you know, you've got places like West Africa, Central Africa, that we're starting to make some inroads on the variety meat side, but the real opportunity long term is on the muscle cut side for both beef and pork. As a global population continues to grow, the middle income, the middle class continues to grow, we are positioned in the U.S. beef, pork, and lamb industry to take advantage of that opportunity as we go forward in 2026.
For more, visit usmef.org. Domestically, it looks like USDA's latest cattle on feed report reflects lower cattle inventories in feedlots.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell notes
inventory levels are getting tighter, 2% lower than a year ago. That's mainly the result of relatively tight cattle supplies that we have in the United States. It's also been particularly exacerbated by the lack of cattle imports coming in from Mexico, as currently we're not allowed to be imported from Mexico due to concerns about the New World screwworm cases that have occurred in Mexico over the past year or so. And that shows up in the cattle on feed report with particularly tight supplies in the southern feeding regions, particularly places like Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado.
Hey, we're up against the clock on Inside Agriculture, Monday, January 5th. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right here.